This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Hello, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. But as my guest, Ron Clark, who is a prophet, has been sharing all this week, we've literally been sabotaged, even though we're believers, even though we're born again, even though we're filled with the Spirit, even though we praise God in unknown tongues, even though gifts of the Spirit operate, many of us are still prisoners. And yes. The good news is that God, by His Spirit, said, this is the year for that increased anointing to get free.
Well, you know, we've been talking about how this is a season of confrontation and exposure by the Holy Spirit, and that God is touching the things in our life that need to change so that we can be transformed to bear His glory. The groom is calling his bride. And one of the things that I want people to understand is that I believe that this is a rite of passage in this particular season that we're in right now, that God is bringing us into a place of discovery. And I think he allows us to get consumed with our own stuff until we get so desperate that we get to a point that we either have to turn away or we have to grow more fervent. And I believe that as a whole, the body of Christ is at a point right now where what we've done just doesn't do it for us anymore.
There's a fork in the road. Do we want to stay the way we've been? Are you happy? Are you content? Do you like where you're at? Do you like where your church is at? Do you like where the world is at? Do you like where the kingdom of God is at? Then be passive, melancholy, as you put it, and do nothing, or God's giving us the grace to change.
Well, you know, honestly, you know, I have a prophetic ministry and I travel, and I've realized that because of carnality, people come to me for a prophecy, but they don't want the presence of God. And I've pressed through some things as a minister, but it's going to be Jesus and nothing else for us in this hour. You think about this, that right now, as we stand, the apostasy is at work. And that's the falling away from the truth, and people that have known the truth all of a sudden deciding that Jesus is not necessary and the Bible is not the Word of God. And there is correction, but that correction is not destruction. But we have choices to make. We're not going to stay where we are. The whole myth of Christian neutrality is dissolved, and we are either going to turn away from Him or we are going to turn to Him. And it's going to be all or nothing, and that's what we're coming to. And He talks about that in the Scripture. I would rather you be hot or cold, for the lukewarm I will vomit out of my mouth. And, of course, human effort is involved, but it is His grace working in us, and we have to seek Him and ask Him for what is pure. And in order for me to be whole, I need to turn my face to the pure, which is Jesus. I need to behold Him, because when I behold Him, I am transformed. You know, it says it over in 1 John 3, behold what manner of love this is the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the sons of God. It has not yet appeared what we shall be, but we know that when we see Him, we shall be like Him, and everyone that has this hope purifies himself even as He is pure. For me to gaze upon Jesus and for me to marvel at His love and for me to want to love Him and to be like Him makes me pure. And we are in that season where either we are going to hunger and thirst and even mourn to love Him, or we're going to harden our heart and turn away. And there's a dangerous thing right now, because it's too easy to come before the Lord and say, I've tried before and I've failed. I've messed up. I've tried this and I've tried that. But the reality is that we may have gotten a nudge from the Holy Spirit or even condemnation from the accuser, and we tried to do it on our own strength and we failed. But God is stripping away the covering of self-deception and of misery and of religion, and He's bringing us into a vibrant love relationship with Him.
I promised our mishpocha that they're going to get a jump start, if you will. And that's all it can be, is a jump start. And I believe that there are many that have tried and failed and tried and failed and repented and failed. And they're saying, what's wrong with me? And they need this jump start. And I believe there's an anointing on your life because of what you're in process of going through, that you can get them from where they are to that next point.
Amen. Lord, your word declares that you formed us and you created us, and all of our days were numbered in your hand, and that we were formed by you, Lord. And Lord, we are your possession. You chose us, and you know us better than we know ourselves. And Lord, we come before you now as a people. And Lord, we've been like the Israelites in so many ways. Lord, we have yearned for your acts, and we have thirsted for your deliverances and your blessings. But God, now we want your ways. And we want you, Lord, to come deep inside of us, into the inner part of us. And Lord, where there is any obstacle in us, whatever it is, Lord, whether it's bondage or fear or destruction, whether we need deliverance, Lord, whether we need repentance, whether it's sin or stubbornness, Lord, if we're our own God, if we're witches, Lord, because we rebel against you, whatever it is, Lord God, we open up our heart now to you. And Lord, we know already that we're naked before you and we're exposed, and we come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain this help that you have ordained for us in this hour. You went to the cross so we could be transformed. And we pray for the power of the cross to come and be applied to us now, Lord God. And Lord, if you love us the way the scripture says that you do and the way you're revealing to us now, then don't turn us loose. If we complain, put up with us, please, Lord God. If we murmur, forgive us, Lord God. If we hold back, Lord, keep us up. Don't let it go. Bring people around us that we can be exposed to, Lord God. Anoint us not to conceal the ways of darkness. Anoint us, Lord God, to humble ourselves and to confess our faults one to another and to go to someone, Lord God. Create an altar for us. Lord, we know, Lord, that if we throw ourselves on you, we obtain mercy, and we throw ourselves on the rock right now, and we ask for transformation. Now, Lord, we just ask you to heal the innermost parts of us and to cause the members of our being, spirit, soul, and body, to be one under you, and to remove the stench of the enemy and to bring forth the incense and the fragrance of the risen Christ in each one of us. In the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from bringing accusation and contempt and self-loathing and disgust. But I pray, Father God, that you would bring forth an eternal legacy now by your grace. And I pray for your glory and your fragrance to descend upon each one now, and for the everlasting arms to hold them close to your heart, and for your love to bring us to change and healing and repentance. In Jesus' name, angels, come and minister to these heirs of salvation now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now, just to provoke to jealousy a little bit, how has this changed you since God began exposing?
It's so odd because I'm 48 years old. And I've been saved for 25 years in the ministry a great deal of that time. I've known peace, but I've never had peace. And I've known joy, but I've never had joy. And I am living in more peace and more joy than I've ever had. There are still some hurdles to jump, I know, because this process of salvation is ongoing. But now I'm not afraid to want change. And I see it as pleasant and good and necessary, and that not all suffering is bad. You know, sometimes we have to have a surgery but the outcome is wonderful. And that's what I feel like now, that we're in the potter's hand right now. We're being reformed for his good pleasure.
Now, the ones that resist being reformed are going to be in the religious church, and the ones that are changing, what is their church going to be like?
Glorious. We can bear his image. He can find a home in us. We no longer live, but Christ lives in us. And then the other side, the scripture says, in the last days, men will come who have a form of godliness, but deny the power. The power of godliness is a changed life. There's a difference between being afraid to change and refusing to change. God knows that. There's a difference between someone that beats his breast and says, "Oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner," and someone else that says, "I'm fine just the way I am. Thank you. I've had all I want."
Lord God, place that hunger in all of us. Let us never be apathetic. Let us never be content. Even Paul said, "I push on to the high call of God." In Esther 4:14, Esther is told by Mordecai, representing the Jewish people, "Esther, the Jewish people are shortly going to die. If you don't stand up for them, God will raise deliverance from another source. But Esther, who knows if you've not been called to the kingdom for such a moment in history as this?" This is God's moment to remove the spiritual scales from the eyes of Jewish people. There is Jacob's trouble. The worst time in the history of the Jewish people is almost upon us. It's actually, the Orthodox rabbis say, it's already started. And our ministry is equipped through radio and television and books to get the word of God to Jewish people. The only thing limiting us is funds. There'll come a point where money won't have any value. Right now it does. And I'm calling this week for those that have a burden to reach the Jew, to reach the world. That's God's strategy. Reach the Jew, to reach the world. If that's your heart, I ask you to invest in the ground of the Messianic vision. Praise God, we're debt free. Your money will only go towards current expenses and reaching the unsaved. That's the purpose of this ministry. And many of you have been putting money in ground that isn't fertile. This is fertile. This is God's time. This is God's moment. Would you call or write us today with a gift that you want to plant in this ministry, Messianic Vision?
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime the same number, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to our past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Oh, I'm feeling tired.